Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Hutton Orbital News. Today is the 23rd of February, 3303, and this professional broadcast is brought to you tonight by me, Commander Wotherspoon. And in case you're wondering, I'm reading the Hutton News so Dick Chafing doesn't have to. Joining me in the studio tonight, we have...
Rudolf Hucker. And now, time for the news.
Hutton busts the bust, beats the retreat, and shrugs off a defeat.
Hollow Me systems launch delayed by a plague.
Commander Noctur Vegas has pioneering surgery.
Solar Storm Doris causes havoc at Hutton.
Renowned DJ and a musical genius caught in terrifying blast. For those who haven't been paying attention this week, Hutton has hit turbulent times. With two of the four horsemen of the BGS apocalypse sent packing, the EDF pacified, at least for now, and Cecil confined to quarters, we were hoping for a slightly more peaceful week. After last week's exciting news that Gal Midden was riding to the rescue of the looming retreat in Lumen, we're delighted to say that he managed to single-handedly convince at least four of the population there that Alvin was an excellent leader to have around. So they appear to be letting us stay. We may have lost the war and ended up with absolutely no influence yet again, but the Luminites just can't say no to a little bit of the Midden. Then, in the rest of our systems, the third horseman snuck up on us unawares and brought a drinking buddy. The bust arrived in Hutton space, and commanders were scrambled to bring as much wealth into our systems as possible. With Commander Noctur Vegas out of action, it was left to the spy team and Commander Alien to dish out the instructions, which were duly misread by Commander Kinrain, who decided that the only way to bust the bust was to blow off the dust and thrust towards Hutton. In his hold, he was carrying that most profitable of cargoes, food cartridges. And after two nights of people wondering what he was up to, it dawned on him that Hutton space didn't mean the area around the orbital, and bring high demand goods meant expensive stuff to trade. He was last seen leaving Alpha Centauri, munching on dehydrated doner kebab sticks and muttering to himself. It turns out that the bust was a tiny one. It didn't actually need our support, and so it left.
Devastating news for anyone who rather fancied looking at holograms of themselves this week, or with a passion for dolphins, or indeed being able to play with people. The much heralded Hollow Me system rollout has hit a nasty snag, and as a result of primary tests making every single commander in the galaxy resemble the galactic intern at various stages of his life, it has been postponed. Despite protestations from the Galactic Intern Fan Assembly, affectionately known as GIFA, and the Bearded Intern Fan Authority, BEFA, that looking at both bearded and unbearded galactic interns all day was exactly what they wanted, the Pilots Federation has stalled initial trials of the new systems, pending an inquiry about this plague of good-haired, fearsome bearded, and well-polished interns. Of course, it could just be that kind of season in the political calendar has arrived, when every second person you bump into at the bar is an intern. The long-awaited dolphin craft, smaller than its cousins, the Beluga and the Orca, has been recalled for a refit. The designer having a hissy fit that it looked less like a dolphin and more like a well-polished turdfish, which we understand is beige, and can be found floating in water worlds across the Milky Way. It is in no way related to any biowaste dumping activities by unscrupulous Sothis and Seos smugglers. After a spate of arguments about exactly whose hologram gets what chair on the bridge of the test vessel, ending up in a morphing of two hollow thems into one holy hell of hollow horror, All plans for allowing commanders at Colonia to occupy that empty seat next to you have been postponed, pending precise pinpointing of the problem that sends signals slightly sideways and makes your cockpit look like something out of a Jeff Goldblum horror flick. Of course, Hutton truckers like playing with each other. A lot. So we're desperately unhappy about this, and in protest decided to just go and form wings to do stuff. Trucking stuff.
Nurse Wyeth has kindly sent us an update on the situation regarding the health of Major General Noctivagus. We understand that after a total noctivagotomy and the replacement of just short of 100% of his body parts with reconditioned skimmer components, he's feeling a lot better. They're ironing out his newfound tendency to jump 30 feet in the air when approached and shoot laser beams from his eyes, as well as a penchant for running into parked ships and demanding that the authorities do something violent to them. Investigations are continuing into what caused his mysterious rigor, and the finger is being firmly pointed at his cockpit companion, Polly. He maintains that he is not allergic to her fragrance, and no, nailing her to her seat so that she didn't fall over was in no way harming her. He did mention something about pining for the fjords, though. We're a little concerned for his sanity, though after what happened to poor Rascon, Noctivagus' immediate predecessor, we're not in the least surprised. We're hoping that someone's warned Alien.
Disaster struck Hutton Orbital today as a massive weather bomb hit the station, with coincidental solar flares from both Alpha and Proxima Centauri striking the station at precisely the same time. Two commanders out on spacewalks to try and unclog the outlet from Cubicle 3 reported seeing strange lights in the sky. Alvin's handler Snoz had a shed from the residential unit next to his offices flatten his geraniums, and the invasion plans for Sol on April the 1st were mysteriously deleted from the Hutton servers, only to be recovered from the Blacklist archives by Commander Void Sun shortly after. Oh, and all of the Centauri Megagin turned green. Scans on patrons of Hutton's bar have indicated that this same reaction has happened internally, and all commanders who have been sampling the gin should please contact the station's bomb disposal team at their earliest convenience. In the meantime, they are advised to keep their legs well crossed and not pay any attention to dripping taps, ornamental fountains, or the sound of Cubicle 3 flushing. As usual, the utterly overdramatic and apocalyptic Hutton Express News is reporting things way out of context, and no, it isn't a signal that the star is about to go supernova, nor that the shielding on the station has failed and everyone has been exposed to a lethal dose of radiation that leaves them glowing in the dark and suffering extreme hair loss. I can reassure you that those are entirely normal states of affair here at Hutton, and commanders are reminded that the Galnet News Digest, he reads it so you don't have to bother, is your number one source for scurrilous rumour, finely crafted opinion, and galactic gossip. With a side order of what the blazes is going on.
And finally tonight, two of the galaxy's most well-known broadcasters, one of them, the author of our very own For the Mug theme tune, are reported as having been caught in an almighty blast. Scientists have determined that the previously undiscovered element with the atomic number of 168 may have been the cause. A member of the same group as phosphorus, arsenic, and antimony. Rumours are that they were both experimenting with bismuth, known as a component in the manufacture of diarrhea remedies and the application of directed frameshift energies, when this new element caused something strange to happen. Nearby pilots have stated that they saw an explosion that looked like some kind of crazy special effect, and heard a pure tone, not unlike the strumming of a well-tuned guitar, before their view screens turned an unpleasant shade of beigey brown, and a slightly sulphurous smell penetrated the air. Commanders have been dispatched to the site of this blast to see whether the two commanders, Hugh Mann and the ever-popular DJ Truthsayer, have survived. We should know within days.
That was a rather more polished Hutton Orbital News.
Brought to you by the Galnet News Digest.
Coming up next, we have the usual chatter, Hot Pit Bit, which may or may not be in the hands of an alien, a little bit of Flossie's diddly-doo-dah, our hollow hober, and of course...
me! We'll be back after a little bit of royal blood. And no, we don't mean that there's been another assassination in the Empire. I wish...